following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Well, hi everybody, it's Mike Rogers once again with a Refuge Devo. I wanted to talk to you today about facing giants. You can see behind me here is the Queen Mary, ported here in Long Beach, and quite a large ship. One of the largest ships of its time, at its time. Of course, it goes all the way back to the 1930s when it was built and had its first voyage. And it actually even transported some soldiers during World War II, about, I believe, 16,000 passengers on that at that time. Quite a large ship. It is interesting how things do change, though. Nowadays, the cruise ships are so much larger. They would make that one look quite small, actually, the Queen Mary. Could you imagine? If you stand next to that Queen Mary, you couldn't imagine anything that much larger until you do stand up next to something larger. But anyway, I wanted to talk to you about facing giants. And in 1 Samuel, we read, let me just read what happened with David when he faced one of the giants that he had had to come up against. He decided that he was going to confront this giant that had been calling out, the Philistine giant Goliath, that had been calling out the Israeli people, the Israelites. And this was David's reply to Goliath when Goliath was trying to demean him and say, you're just a little shepherd boy. And David said, he replied to the Philistine, he says, "You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's army and the God of the armies of Israel, whom you defiled." And thinking about that, and I'm thinking about facing giants, and we all have at one time or another facing things that may not have been a physical giant, a person that was so much larger like Goliath was. He was well over 7 foot tall, as it's described, which is quite tall. And yet we do face situations in our life. We face circumstances, things that happen in life that seem extremely large and sometimes just way too large for us to have to deal with. But if we consider what David did and how his perspective was when he looked at that giant, when he looked at those things that were larger than life in some respects, too large for us to really deal with on our own, he went to God. He knew that God had his back. He had his front and his sides as well. And when we come up against those things, whatever it is, it could be something that just seems like we just can't handle it. It could be a death in the family, perhaps. It could be a job loss of some sort, or perhaps just some pressure that's happening at work. It could be just a number of things, perhaps marital relationships that just seem like they're going in a direction. We just don't know how to handle it. But when we go before the Lord, when we bring these things to Him, we can face those giants. And then we recognize that to God, those things are very, very small. I can tell you, and you probably have already figured it out, but that Queen Mary that's behind me is a huge ship. But to God, that is nothing as far as size. It's not even, it doesn't even compare to the type of things that God can handle. So I just want to encourage you today on this beautiful Southern California sunny day that I've once again been blessed with, that you would look into God's Word, perhaps even go back and read in 1 Samuel chapter 7. Chapter 17. Go back into 1 Samuel 17 and read how David faced that giant. And then also go over to Paul's writings to the Ephesians church in chapter 6, when he talks about putting on that full armor of God. When we read the Word of God, when we consider all the things that God has provided for us to be able to face these things that seem so much larger than we are, and we don't have answers for how we're going to get through it, then I think that putting on that full armor of God and certainly trusting in His Word is so important, and putting on that breastplate of righteousness those are one of the many things that God has given us that will help us to face those giants. So I pray that you're going to have a blessed day. I pray that today you would get into God's word. If you're facing any giants, that you would just perhaps go to him and petition him in prayer and ask him to get you through that time. And perhaps you'd even look back at some of the giants that you faced in the past. Maybe some of those giants now today, when you look at them, look fairly small. When you compare them, just like to the Queen Mary, to a current day cruise ship, which has 3 or 4 or 5 more decks on top of it, we know that there are many giants out there, and yet the ones of the past that God has got us through look so much smaller. And those things that we thought, how are we ever going to possibly deal with it? God has showed us a way, and we got through that. And he was alongside of us the whole time, leading us and guiding us and pouring out his love. Or perhaps you know somebody else that's going through a hard time, and you can just lift them up in prayer. That's facing that giant for them. Perhaps you could do that today as well. God bless you, and I pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful day.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.